So for our next topic, let's move down the East Coast a little south to something I'm going to call, for this topic, the state of college football in the state of Florida.
Fair enough.
And a peculiar and alarming thing is going on in the Sunshine State, because for the first time since December of 1982, so 29 years, no teams from the state of Florida are ranked in either the AP or the coaches' top 25 poll. And if you look at the AP poll, that ends a string of 472 straight polls that Florida, Florida State, and Miami, or really all three most years, have not been ranked. Let me just get your quick thoughts on that.
Well, I have to start with Florida State. I mean, Florida State coming into this year, fifth in the coaches' poll, sixth in the AP poll. This was supposed to be their year. I had my hesitations about that anyway. The schedule was stacked against them. EJ Manuel, for as great as a raw talent as he is, you had to question moving out of the Christian Ponder era if there were going to be some growing pains for Florida State. You lose the game at home to Oklahoma, that's fine. You lose the game on the road to Clemson, I'll give you a pass for that. Clemson looks legit this year. Last week, they lose to Wake Forest. And it's just inexcusable. We didn't just overrate this team. We were completely wrong. And I don't mean we as in you and me. I mean the whole friggin' country.
We all did. Yeah, the country did. And, you know, not once has this season has Florida State looked like the defending Atlantic Division champions. They haven't looked anything close to a top five team. And the truth is, when you look at this team, and I don't want to get on Jimbo Fisher too much here, but the truth is, this is an undisciplined team that lacks focus. No team in the country has been penalized more. They get penalized 9.4 times a game. Leadership's been a problem. Instead of defending their division title this year, right now they look precariously close to not even playing in the ACC at all competitively. And I just wonder what's happened, because they're ranked 112th in rushing offense, 114th in turnover margin, 100th in sacks allowed. Their best wins and their only wins are over Louisiana Monroe and Charleston Southern. I don't get it with them right now.
With Jimbo Fisher, it looked like such a great fit. It looked like a promising move forward, and they're reeling all of a sudden. And I'm not saying that their window is closing. I think they still have plenty of time to turn things around as a program. But Florida State, it's been years now. And Miami the same way. We'll get to them in a minute. But Florida State football has been on the decline for a decade or so now. And this was the year they were supposed to start coming out of that. I mean, yes, they did win the Atlantic last year. But what was it, three or four losses?
Right.
It wasn't a dominant team.
Yeah.
But that should have been a stepping stone into a big year this year, if not the national championship year that some people were predicting. Certainly another ACC Atlantic title, and then you try and win the ACC this year. But they'd be lucky to get into the ACC title game at this point, and it could be a disaster season.
You just get the feeling with Florida State that game against Oklahoma, they put the entire offseason into it. And when they lost it the way that they did, it's like that was it for them. That their season ended after that game. You have to credit a program like Oregon, who also did the same offseason pumping up of their game with LSU. But when they lost it, they kept going and have rekindled some competitive spirit here. Florida State has tanked since then.
The logical next team to talk about is Florida, who came into the year near the bottom of the two polls. They were 23rd in the coaches and 22nd in the AP. They get off to a quick start this year, and people start whispering maybe this is the team in the SEC East over South Carolina, over Georgia. It's tough to punish them too harshly when you lose your starting quarterback, John Brantley, and you lose to the two toughest teams in the country back-to-back. Not many teams are going to survive that gauntlet. But it's the way they lose those two games. They lose 38-10 to Alabama. They lose 41-11 against LSU. They never had a chance. And we talked last week about how unimportant the quarterback is in the SEC. So I'm not saying that we shouldn't give them a pass for the fact that they didn't have John Brantley, but you have to have other options. You have to have a defense. And with a team like Florida that has a speedy supporting cast, you need somebody to lift the team up and persevere. they didn't show any fight at all, and that's the disappointing part for me.
I mean, you have to assume and hope that the Will Muschamp era will not feature this kind of discrepancy between what Florida does and what the elite teams in the SEC like Alabama and LSU do. I think Muschamp has everything you need as a head coach to get that program turned around, and to their defense, they are at least still receiving votes in some of the polls, unlike these other teams. But like you said, we didn't expect the gap between Florida and those two elite teams like Alabama and LSU to be that wide. We expected them to lose maybe, but not to the degree that they did.
Right, because you know that Florida isn't at the level of Alabama and LSU. Nobody is.
Right.
Oklahoma could maybe have an argument, but nobody is. But Florida is supposed to be, I don't want to throw the word elite out there, but they're supposed to be a very strong program in the SEC, and two humiliating losses. Obviously, they still have time to turn their season around, but I'm not convinced they're going to beat Auburn all of a sudden, and it's crazy to even hear me say that.
Well, it really is, and the thing is, aside from a guy like Andre DeBose, who's a really nice playmaking receiver, I don't see this Florida team, with the quarterbacks that they now have in there, as being able to keep defenses honest. What you saw out of Alabama and LSU is they were able to press Demps and Rainey out of that tailback position because they could load the box and not fear the pass at all, and until that changes, it's going to be hard to see Florida win games the way we want to see them win.
Now, at least Florida State has the ACC Atlantic title under their belt. Miami doesn't have a whole lot to show at all in the last decade. Again, remarkable considering what they were at the turn of the decade back in 2000. They lose to Maryland in their opener, and then they put together that outstanding game against Ohio State. It was vintage Miami football. It was a suffocating defense. They only allowed just over 200 yards. Nothing in the passing game. I believe it was 34 yards in the passing game. Awesome 24-6 win there. And what do they do to follow that up? They lose at home to Kansas State, and then they lose last week against Virginia Tech, making that game, instead of a turning point, an anomaly.
Yeah.
And they just don't look that spectacular at all.
I mean, Miami entered the season, it's not pretty. They entered the season with a talk of a true death penalty, which no one wants to enter the season under that kind of speculation. And Al Golden, he walked into a mess at Miami. There's no good way to say it. He really did. The players for the Maryland game, there were eight of them that were suspended. It was a terrible situation. But, you know, like you said, then they get Ohio State. We didn't know what Ohio State was going to be, but I still give them credit in that game for coming out and really showing, hey, we're going to get over the Maryland loss. This season is still going to have a huge upside to it if we can start to build from here. And for whatever reason, they got Stephen Morris at quarterback in there, but then they went away from him back to Ja'Cory Harris. It was kind of an abandonment move on the coaching staff's part.
A panic move.
A lot of people, it was a true panic move. A lot of people still haven't quite gotten why that happened the way it did. And you'd really have to wonder right now, is it the off-the-field stuff that's still affecting this team? Is it Al Golden not being the right fit for Miami? Is it the players not being as good as they are? Because with both Miami and Florida State, how many top five or top 10 recruiting classes in a row do these teams have to keep getting before we either say those players are overrated or they're not being developed properly, because it's not working right now.
The funny thing about Al Golden is it looked like such a great hire, and he did a great job at Temple. But when you look under the hood at his tenure at Temple, he didn't actually win anything.
Yeah.
And so you do have to wonder, is this the guy that's going to get Miami back to that elite level? I don't question that he can get them back to a competitive level, but can he get them to that elite level? Now, granted, they're already competitive, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
The competitive for ACC titles. I'm not so sure, and these sanctions, we're probably not going to see a true death penalty, but we may see some things come down on Miami still that could hamper their development even more. It's going on a long time now since Miami's been really relevant in the college football scene.
It really is, and when you look at the big three in the state of Florida, It really is amazing that we're at this point, because in fairness to all three programs, they all feature first or second year head coaches. But to watch them all going through different struggles at the same time and not even able to get into that 20 to 25 range in the poll, it's something I didn't think I'd see. That's a state that, aside from Texas and California, you expect that state to be up there every year with talent producers. And right now, the talent may be there on paper, but it's not showing up on the field.
They're obviously not even close to the big three, but we should talk about South Florida and UCF, because here's a couple teams that appeared to be on the rise that now all of a sudden aren't. And what's nuts about the South Florida team, I don't think I've ever seen a bye week come at a worse time. Because you get off to a great start to the season, you have that win over Notre Dame, which I think by the end of the year is going to look great, because Notre Dame has started to come around, and I believe they're going to put together a solid season when it's all said and done. You have a Thursday night game against a Pitt team coming off of a very ugly game against Notre Dame. Both teams look terrible in that game. They lose that game. So South Florida, looking like they have a real good shot against Pitt, they lose 44-17. On Thursday, September 29th, they haven't played since. It's 16 days in between games. And it's just given us time to completely forget about South Florida. Because I think all teams are entitled to a dud game. It happens. South Florida, looking at their schedule, they could still have a great season. They could still compete for the Big East title. But they've given us so much time to forget about them. And our last memory of them, that ugly loss, terrible time for a bye week. If they came right back out and won a big game big, we might not be talking as poorly about them right now. But that's all we have to go on right now.
Yeah, and that, they were my preseason pick to win the Big East, and in many ways they still are. You know, when they beat Notre Dame, it was such a huge win for Skip Holtz. His father coached at Notre Dame, won a national championship there. To get that kind of win on that big of a stage, it couldn't have set up the conference schedule better. But right now, you do have to wonder if they can keep it rolling. I mean, they certainly were humbled in that loss against Pitt.
UCF was 11-3 last year. They had the win over Georgia in the bowl game. They finished the season ranked in the top 25. And now we're talking about them potentially getting an invite to the Big East, so they could be a BCS team soon. And then they go and lose to Florida International. And then they lose to BYU this season. And now all of a sudden, the momentum that it looked like they were building last year in the Conference USA is all of a sudden lost.
Yep.
So, again, these two teams aren't going to be the reason why Florida football is in good shape. But if either of them were picking up the slack a little bit, it would help. And then Florida International wins that game over UCF, and then they lose to Louisiana Lafayette and Duke. So there goes that undefeated season and potentially getting into this talk, too. So,
I mean, the state of Florida, it produces talent every year. It's too good of a football state to be down for long. But right now, it's safe to say it really is down.
Florida Atlantic, 0-5, one of the most miserable teams in the country. They're saying, hey, nobody else in Florida is ranked. What do you guys have on us?
Sorry, Owls. Sorry.